CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, and the New York Post, traveling to South Carolina. Selena, the Democratic Party, I believe, because I've been reading the rules changes for the primary, have advanced South Carolina to be their first stopping place for a vote in the nomination process for 2024. That means, because there's one candidate now that dominates, the president of the United States, that Mr. Biden is returning to the state that propelled him into the nomination and the presidency once upon a time. However, in conversations with very good and astute Democrats, you learn that there's a hesitation. What does it look like?
Well, first, I think it's interesting that the Democrats have really, as some people would say, rigged the system for Biden. They have moved the primary up to South Carolina and took away the first in contest of Iowa, a caucus, and New Hampshire, a primary. But also, they have not put any debates on their calendar. So even if there was a formidable challenger outside of Marianne Williamson and Robert Kennedy Jr., they would have no space to debate the current president. A lot of Democrat voters are, and this just isn't anecdotal, the polling is demonstrative of the unhappiness Democrat voters have with Joe Biden. And talking to voters, not just in South Carolina, but across Pennsylvania, they are very unhappy with their choice. They see Biden as being a placeholder, and that's why they elected him, because 2020 was so upside down because of the pandemic. But they don't see him as the future. And people are always voting for the future. They never vote for the past. The past is for nostalgia and sitting around with your friends and thinking about those things. But in terms of leading the country, they want someone new, fresh. And so that's what I found with Democratic voters. I also found the same with Republican voters. They were happy with Donald Trump. They thought he served a purpose in 2016. However, they are also ready to move on and look forward.
The road ahead is much more dramatic for the Republicans. So let's turn to that. Donald Trump is well ahead in the polling done now, nationally and locally, over any of his rivals, mostly the governor of Florida, as mentioned. I believe there are other candidates already announced. That would be the former governor of South Carolina has announced, and others, significant voices. However, what we have here with, the governor of Arkansas, I believe, has announced. What we have with Donald Trump is such a dominant image that it's difficult to imagine South Carolina not endorsing the national polling. But you found hesitation also in the Republican Party. What does it look like, Selena?
I think that people, again, this is a common sentiment across both parties and also among independents. People were interested in looking at the future, looking at younger candidates. That goes for both Trump and Biden. And they're interested. They don't want a relitigation of 2020. It appears that's very exciting for my profession and the people that, are invested in Biden and Trump, but not a general consensus among voters. You can see that throughout polling numbers in across the country.
And in South Carolina, do they mention any particular candidate other than Donald Trump? I note that the governor of Florida is very close at hand. The former governor of South Carolina is running for the presidency. Are those names mentioned?
Tim Scott and the current U.S. Senator from South Carolina.
Correct.
And Ron DeSantis are the two mentioned the most.
Nikki Haley is not advanced in particular order. You've got two very articulate, attractive candidates from South Carolina. That's why I'm pressing the case now.
Yes. But if you want an overall understanding of who are the top two, those are the top two: DeSantis and Scott. I would put Scott in front of DeSantis. Tim Scott is wildly popular in his home state.
And the governor of Florida. Let's entertain that, because the Trump campaign has been running a great deal of sophisticated ads attacking the governor of Florida. Does that signify to the people of South Carolina?
Well, you know, the art of projection is what incumbents do. It's what they're supposed to do. You project yourself as inevitable, and that no one measures up to you. And that is what Donald Trump is attempting to do. However, I question the decision. If you want to project it, you would think there would be more aspirational messaging. But all of the money that they are spending is on taking down Ron DeSantis, which makes you wonder how vulnerable they feel. DeSantis, you would think, in the way that Biden is running ads, who talk about the things he's accomplished. If Trump were running a traditional campaign, and he never does,
right.
You would think that he would be projecting his accomplishments. But he has gone full negative. Almost all of his money is spent on taking down Ron DeSantis.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. I'm Tom Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.